all so quiet out there.
We're listening. We're amazed.
Thank you.
Thank you. searching for the anger. Like a blueprint. Don't look at yourself, put it on the shelf, or let it pass by. The world unfolding, don't tell a lie. Give yourself up, just shut up. even talk. The strip you take, it's a long, long walk.
Thank you. Thank you. evening. Very right. I'd like to thank you all for coming out and hearing us play. Why don't you turn down some of that 250 on that bass drum and make our lives a little happier. Maybe it's the man EQ.
We came up from New Orleans today. It was summer down there. A couple of days ago was Mardi Gras, too. So I brought some beads. We might throw more of them out later. You know. I got to get rid of them somehow. I mean, they throw about, I don't know, thousands of dollars worth of beads. They're worth about, I don't know.
A minute.
They're worth pennies, and people will just do the most bizarre things.
Those beads are very valuable because ladies will bare their breast farm.
Well,
maybe let's try to stay out of that, John.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry, please keep your shirts on. I was specifically instructed just to stay out of that. And I messed that up. I'm not very good at taking instruction.
Hey, we want to thank Patrick Scott for bringing us up here and putting this all together. There you are, Patrick, but thank you.
Thank you.
Adolescent mind,
never to take the time. Waiting for my high or quietest scale. How did I get so far gone? Where do I belong? I'm wondering the world, did I ever go wrong? If I took the time to replace what my mind erased, tell me, darling, how you when I'm gone. Mama told me I was best. She ogled and punched in my chest. Son, I be strong and let me take you home. I see in her eyes so sincere, but arguing is what got me here. Laying in a world with my mind all blown. How did I get so far gone? Oh, where do I belong? And wondering the world did I ever go wrong? If I took the time to erase what my mind erased, tell me, darling, I'm here and I'm gone. Took the time to replace what my mind erased. Tell me, darling, I'm here and I'm gone. How did I get so far gone? Where do I belong? Wonder in the world did I ever go wrong? If I took the time to replace what my mind erased, tell me, darling, I'm here and I'm gone. Tell me, darling, I'm here and I'm gone. Tell me, darling, I'm here and I'm gone. Guys in the band up here. We're going to take a brief pause for Worthy Cause, and when I come back, I'll know their names. Drew? Dean. And Bradley? Brandon. Dean and Brandon. These are local guys, right? You guys from up here. Home time. So you know these guys already. John Vodakovich on the drums and perms. Joe Crowder on the B3. And Joe's going to sing and play some piano on his next step. Well, he said he's going to play some piano. Well, we're gonna go into some New Orleans stuff on the next one. I mean, I appreciate, you know, I'll give a little small history right quick. See, on Thursday nights in New Orleans, Johnny and myself do a thing we call a trio. And every Thursday night, it's a different third person. So every Thursday night, we play different music. And every Thursday night, we never know what it's going to be. And Patrick's seen us a couple of times, and he said, man, this is not a bad thing to do. Let's bring some of these guys up here and get some of the local hard heavy hitters and come up and play with us. So that's cool, man. I enjoyed that just now. That was pretty good. Thank you very much. We're gonna be right back. Man. Thank you.
Thank you.
No more. See, that's what I call jamming. It wasn't a month of rehearsals. That was the shit. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. That was really good. I enjoyed that. Jungle Pop. He was loaded as could be. He was knocked out, loaded. He was singing his song for me. Says 6 months, ain't no sentence. 1 year, ain't no time. Hey, my partner. Thank you.
Thank you.
so on. Big is in Lord, Lord. Penny make a little bit of a dime. Dime to the quarter, big your eye. Play something outside.
Outside.
Everybody playing a different key.
Full outside.
No shit. Yeah, I'm sorry. I probably got, they got kids in there.
Let's get ready for liftoff. It's,
man, did you realize what we just flew into this morning? we were flying. And I was sleeping really, really hard. And I kind of, you know, and somewhere in my brain, it was like, we went up here way longer than we were supposed to be. And I kind of woke up. And I looked out the window. And it was like,
white.
So I'm assuming that probably, you know, we in the cloud going down, you know. But it never got clear. It just stayed white. And then the guy came on the thing and said something about we've been circling for the last 45 minutes or some stuff like that. So at that point I knew that I had, you know, that my brain wasn't playing tricks on me. Because you know, when I later, I sleep on the plane really well, but I usually kind of wake up just before we start to go down, you know. And I knew when I woke up, we've been up here too long. You know, but when the guy said we've been up here circling and we was... Then after a few minutes, so I kind of I sat there and I thought about it for a little while, and I closed the window because I didn't want to look out no outside no more. Then at some point he said, "Okay, so we got clearance, we're going down." So I said, "Cool, all right, cool." So we starting to go down, you know, and so I opened the window again. It's still white. I said, "Wait a minute, bro, we out the clouds now." You know, I said, "This is strange. I ain't never flown in no stuff like this. This is my first time ever flying into all the weather that was out there today. I was freaked out, you know. And the guy said, "We're going down, y'all. We're going down." And it was no doubt about it. It was going down, you know. But it stayed white. And then all of a sudden, we're on the ground, and everybody on the plane clapping and shit. You know what I'm saying about Sarasi? It's still white out there. I mean, we were on the ground, and I still could not see the wing. You know, I mean, that was bad, man. That was bad. I was scared. I was wondering. I said, if it's like this for the plane, what is going to be like in a car ride over to the hotel? Actually, the guy in the car, the driver that was here, it was pretty cool, man. The guy drive really well. I was real pleased with that.
It's all right, man.
And I was even more pleased when they say, when we leave out of here tonight, the snow going to be over with. Uh-oh, I didn't like the way you said that. It ain't going to happen, right? All right.
You know, this is still a funky town, brother.
Well, I bought my long drawers just in case. So we have a little song that Johnny likes to do. It kind of borderlines on bebop. And this little tune about, see, John's a big coffee drinker. And he drinks coffee so much he thought he had to write a song about it.
So, you know,
B flat.
Yeah, that's A B A. No, A.
Just for the head.
Yeah. We're talking music up here, y'all. Yeah, excuse us.
We had a rehearsal.
First rehearsal we had all night.
I was singing a song and have it move along. It's easier when I wake up. I pour myself a steaming cup. I make a food to get me through a low caffeine. I drink at least a dozen cups a day of coffee. After I eat, I really don't feel complete till my third cup of Joe. And later at night, I drink a small, let me tell you, a small stem of the cappuccino. Really make a double. Chicory, hickory, I sing a song and have it move along. It's easier when I wake up. I put myself a steaming cup of coffee. Get me through. I love caffeine. I drink at least a dozen cups a day of coffee. After I eat, I really don't feel complete till my third cup of Joe. Later at night, I make a small demitasse, a double espresso. A cappuccino, maybe make another pot, and I won't drink the cold or hot no matter what the time of day. I like my coffee cold in the chair. I drink it plain over chicory, roasted with hickory. I'm fuck off. It's easier when I wake up. I pour myself a steaming cup. I make a brew to get me through. I love caffeine. I drink at least a dozen cups a day of coffee. After I eat, I really don't feel complete till my third cup of joe. Later at night, I make the small demi-tasse, a double espresso. A cappuccino, maybe make another pot, and I will drink it cold or hot, no matter what the time of day. I like my cafe colache, I'll drink it plain. With chicory, roasted with hickory. I love coffee.
I should have had some coffee.
Watch out. Hold on. Sorry, bro, we don't do requests. Just write all your requests down. Just write them down like on maybe like a $100 bill. Just write down what you want to hear right now.
How about F for fun?
Oh,
Thank you. Thank you.
with a cocaine of beer. With more to scare fire. I'm thinking about mankind. I'm sitting right here, I'm kind of blue. I'm constantly thinking things I've been thinking, looking but not seeing. If you were teasing with feelings that's pleasing, baby, 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 don't take my heart.
Turn the lights down. All right. 10 more. 20 more.
Put me back on. There it is. gentleman just handed me a brown paper bag. And usually when you get brown paper bags, it's shit you can roll. This is something you can read. It's wonderful. It looks even on the cover. Thank you very much. I don't know who that was that did that, but Slicks Eagle was my very, very good friend. And we'd like to do this song for him and his memory. It was a hell of a week last week, man. We lost a lot of people, a lot of really good people. Go down to the night ward, bro.
All right. Night ward.
All the way downtown. See if I got this limit. Yo. Standard time, right? So y'all, yeah. Right up the river, right on. Oh yes! I wanna tell you about ooh. Thank you. Thank you very much.